Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian and artist Sarah Hyland Part 2. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her new podcast, Not Cool, as well as criminal psychology and her attraction to real cowboys. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, comedian and artist, Sarah Hyland.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, buddy.
Got kind of nervous over there.
I did.
Happy 2023.
I got nervous. Yeah. Over Happy 2023 to you, too.
And I was complimenting. Those are very special pants. I've never seen any like that before. And can we give a shout out to whoever? Did someone make that for you?
Oh, they did. And you're going to ask his name. Well, he's okay. So he has a company. I want to say it's Ace Face Vintage, but we might have to edit that out and actually put a proper name with your voiceover on it.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a buddy of mine who he's an artist, but he mm-hmm. also sells like vintage t-shirts and vintage clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm, and so, mm-hmm. but.
I'm sorry. I forgot to give. Is he off Melrose? If he's off Melrose?
Who's off Melrose? No. He.
Sorry, I forgot. Okay, I'm sorry. So vintage. I'm sorry. My mind.
No,
yeah, I'm back.
Fine.
I'm back. I'm back. Okay.
I'm not really back.
Okay.
Do you want to start from?
Yeah. Hey, it's good seeing you again. It's been a while. I really love your pants.
Thank you, Stevie.
And I'll just admire them, and I won't ask who did them, but I just admire the art and the craftsmanship involved with those pants.
I love your craftsmanship. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes.
But are you showing your tattoos?
No, I don't know. That was like a nervous tick. Yeah.
It's a superhero tick. Like, what? Where are you going?
I don't
Wouldn't
know.
That be
I
crazy
definitely.
If you did that in a cape, just.
I'm definitely.
Out of your
that's.
Neck.
I'm definitely not twerking.
Oh, Steve.
Because
do you want to talk about it
a little bit? People got offended with my twerking.
You know what, Steve? Can I call you Steve, or do you
yes,
want
yes,
Stevie?
Yes,
Weeby?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen. I mean, I saw it. No, don't open your eyes.
No. I'm listening. I'm trying to listen to this.
Don't be ashamed.
For 2023, I'm trying to listen.
Do
Go ahead.
Not let people body shame you. For the love of God, yeah. Steve. I saw the twerking video, and I watched it 7,896 times.
Dude, we gotta start from the beginning.
Yeah, I really did.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that.
No. I did. I liked
you were like,
it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. Well, but
dude, can I tell you what hurt my feelings? My cousin told me, and this really got to me. I love you, Eddie. He's like, dude, you gotta get rid of the cellulite, dude.
Yeah.
And I go, what? I have cellulite. He goes, yeah, dude. We gotta take pride in our bodies, man. You gotta start working out.
I love that all the ladies say, yeah, dude.
Yeah, we all do, huh?
Whenever you impersonate anybody, on that side of the family,
dude. How many times has Bob said that to you just in the past? So many. Right?
Okay,
so many.
Okay.
No, break down the Lees.
No, I'm not going to break them down, but what you said before we started filming is that the Lees are very body conscious. Is that what it is?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
Are they built? Are they like?
Well, like, wait. As far as what is fat? Like
no,
built fat?
No.
Okay,
because
okay,
you're
sorry.
Like you're my cousin Eddie.
Well, Eddie was more athletic. Eddie. He played tennis. You know, he was the athletic one.
Yeah.
And so, and I used to wrestle. Maybe that's what it is because yeah. I used to wrestle and I used to cut weight, and I weighed myself in Arizona. I gained over 20 pounds.
Okay.
So I used to weigh 140. I think. Guess how much I weighed because I went to see a psychiatrist.
I love that. Do you know how much he weighs? Okay. I love that you were checking him with your beautiful.
I bought a scale at Target the other night.
You did?
And I impulsively walked there.
Okay.
At night.
That's fine.
And so it's right there on my bed.
Yeah.
In Arizona, I weighed 155.6. Why are you laughing? And why are you laughing? I've never weighed that in my
it's
whole
okay.
life. Is it okay?
Yes, it's fine. Life is long. Let it roll.
Let it roll.
We just had the holidays.
You're.
What are you
dude,
being so
is
hard
it,
on
dude,
yourself?
Give me a pound. Is it holiday?
I thought you were gonna punch
is
me
it? Is it holiday weight?
I was like, do it.
It's love
do
holiday
it.
Weight. It's holiday love
it's
weight.
It's holiday weight. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, and.
Wait, dude, go ahead, dude, go ahead.
That
nice
twerking
me.
Video could not have been without all of that 155.7.
Oh, right,
8.
That's where all the cellulite was. From. Yeah, that's
yeah,
where it went to.
It could not have happened.
Yeah, in my defense, because I was losing hundreds of dollars, it's okay. Life doesn't matter, because when you die, it's still going to be there that you might lose some, you might gain some. It's just going to be, it's somewhere out there.
Made me laugh, because the first thing I said was one, how happy I was to see that your beautiful intern was still here from the last time.
She's doing a great job.
I love,
she's
oh my God.
Her
I
energy's
adore
great,
her.
Isn't it?
Makes me so happy. Oh, yeah. When anybody's still at a job a year later, I'm like,
are you happy?
Yes!
Chelsea, are you happy? Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I fair? Am I a fair boss? Huh? Not
what?
As much as me. Not as much
what?
As me.
Yeah.
So it's normal. So no. During the holiday season, would you say it's normal to gain about, give or take, 5 to 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, really? I just need your
is it 5 to 10?
I
have not owned a scale. In
you don't need it. Your
well,
genetics
I don't because
are
it's yes, but I'm still a number. It doesn't matter. Like you're still, you can get tripped up on numbers.
You can.
You
can
know
I tell you what I did last night?
Your weight to a
to the point, the decimal point, to the decimal point. You know what I did last night?
Feel.
Horrible. It does nothing for me.
Okay,
it does nothing for and that's why it's on the bed and I'm like, you know what? This is because last night I did it by hours. Yeah, so I ate the trail mix, you know, and I gave you my second one. So that was my dinner. I ate trail mix, counted the calories, I drank a lemonade, counted the calories. I was at 149 point something. And then every hour I got up, got naked, like I was during wrestling season again, got on the scale. I'm like, oh no, it went down just a 0.2.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just, it's crazy town. It doesn't do anything good for you. Right, guys? Gals?
All of this.
I'm so sorry. Life's life's too short. Why do that? I always eat lasagna and pizza. It's okay. Chicken chow mein. Whatever, huh, Sarah?
Yes, Steve. Listen, man. I don't know why he makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do it.
I know. I'm just
looking. Just sitting there.
It's just great having you here.
It's so
it's 2020.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Oh my God, I have to get through this because anybody
yeah
listening would be so annoyed by my laughter. So, but all
no,
I'm
we all love your laughter.
Listen.
Okay.
I enjoy you so much as a person, but I don't know why it's on the bed.
Dude,
put it on the floor, man. Just put it on the floor.
Do you know but why? It, why it, is that more problematic? Is it weirder for? Wait, hold up, and you can chime in, Chelsea. Is it weirder for the scale to be on the bed?
It's, honey, it's fine. It's fine. Do
okay,
what you want to do.
Fine.
But I'm saying if you're obsessed with it, just hat it away like the rest of
I might just put
every
it outside
human on the
I might
planet.
Put it outside.
Put it outside. In the rain.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It, yeah.
It's going to work out.
Speaking of, how okay crazy was that?
Monsoon?
Yeah. Did you see Ellen DeGeneres do her video?
Are you and me the only two people left at the Tired time.
You know what I got out of that? Help, I don't want to lose my mansion.
Your wheeze is
I'm so sorry.
Out of control.
It's like, man, what are you doing?
No. She got...
Go inside, Ellen.
Do you know what's crazy?
Why are you out there near the Mud River? Like, what do you think the cops are going to come?
Listen, we had this argument in my house, right? Because yeah. I heard
shut
that...
Shut up in Kentucky, by the way.
What?
Your house in Kentucky. Is this Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to Kentucky.
Shout out. Yeah. So random. Okay. So anyway. So I heard all this stuff about Ellen. She was getting a lot of flack because she was like up on a hill and she didn't have to evacuate with Portia. Right? So I was like, what the fuck's Ellen up to? So I went to Ellen's page. I don't follow her. She has 130 million followers.
Shame on you, Ellen.
130 million. That
I mean, that
doesn't.
That's so wrong in so many ways.
Who?
It's wrong. It's so wrong.
What?
Why?
You're so passionate about anti-Ellen followers. Okay, what
Bob brought me. I forgot what show he was on. On one of the lots in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think it was for. I forgot the show, but yeah. I went there one day. He gave me a tour.
Yeah.
And then he brought me to the gift shop and there's like a coffee bean in there. Yeah. And then we were walking through and he goes, don't even look that way, bro. And I go, what building's that? He goes, don't even ask, bro. I go, why? He goes, Steve, that's Ellen's building, bro. You can't look at her in her eyes, bro. You can't. People could not look at her in her eyes, dude. That's what he told me.
No, I believe it. Yeah. Because there's other people who I know who work for famous people, and they have it, and they're like, it's not an NDA. I guess it is an NDA.
A non-disclosure?
Yeah, in their agreement. Same with Tom Cruise. I don't know him personally, but I've heard that people
really?
Who work with
Tom's
celebrities.
Like
yeah, they're crazy.
No, I
like
love
you
Maverick.
Can't even look.
Oh.
Okay. There's a new Mission Impossible coming out.
See, I never got into the Mission Impossible.
I didn't either, but yeah. Can I tell you why I am now?
Why?
Because they're super smart.
Think about it. Go ahead.
I don't have to think about it. I'm telling
you
about it. No, I went to see Avatar. The second
the
Avatar.
The Way of the Water.
Yeah. Did you see
You're
it?
You're not the only one.
It's a massive box office hit.
Yeah. You see it in 3D?
Yeah. A 3D IMAX, the only way that you should see Avatar.
I
did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you like about it?
Okay. I'm going to finish a thought really quickly. So what happens, you know, before Avatar, did you see it?
Yeah, I told you.
Did
I
you
saw
see
it.
The part what they're doing now is that instead of like previews of the movie, trailers, right? Mm-hmm. They used to do trailers, but now they're doing like all the BTS stuff, like all the like tech stuff and the cameras and like and they did you not see that before you didn't see it?
No.
Yeah, they showed Tom Cruise doing his own stunts. So there's a big massive like
like a
ramp.
Oh,
a ramp. He goes full speed on his it's him. He actually does it.
You know what? I'm totally in agreement with you because even in the bonus scenes, because I bought Maverick, even with the aviation and all that, he made the other actors go to aviation school, and he literally is hands-on with all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that kind of raised my respect. I mean, I'm not into the whole science. But it raised my respect level for him and his craft and how.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want to see it now just because here's the thing. He didn't just do it once. He did that take. He flew down that ramp on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Take after take.
After take,
and like he was so he's like, well, I'm just gonna hold on to the bike a little more longer. Like he jumps off and he flips off the bike and then he parachutes down.
So he doesn't have a stunt double.
I don't think so.
He does it all himself.
Yeah.
Is Tom Cruise is he a short man or?
I feel like he's a short man.
I always felt like he was a short man.
He's a shorter man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now when you look at him on screen, I mean, he hasn't aged. He looks so similar to what...
You know what I just thought that about? Brad Pitt.
Because
I saw him at the Golden Globe.
Hubba.
Woo! You know who's the new Hubba Hubba, though?
Well,
and Brad Pitt's my main squeeze. Like, you cannot
no,
touch.
No, that's my main squeeze.
I love Brad.
I love me some
but
Brad
I
Pitt.
But I don't know his... Do you really? Would you date him? I know your sexuality.
Yeah. No, I admire beauty.
You're right.
Handsome is handsome. Tom Hardy's, I mean.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. My Mad Max poster.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt. Adrian Brody for me. Just,
no.
You
can have him.
No?
Because I have two. Well, okay, this is pathetic and pay people, but okay, Luke Grimes.
Okay, wait.
Do you know who Luke Grimes is?
No,
you're not redneck.
Can
you
Google?
No. Luke Grimes. Do you watch Yellowstone?
No.
Oh, your brother doesn't either. I asked him.
Is it heartthrob?
Yeah, he's
hot. What is it about him? Is it?
He's a cowboy. He's hot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's hot.
But he can't compare to Clint Eastwood in The Good, the Bad.
No.
No, that's original cowboy. Like, remember The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I don't want original. God, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's a looker, isn't he?
Come on.
Give me a few more. I'm just curious.
Okay,
Give me a few more.
Oh, hell.
Hubba Hubba.
And you know what's even more makes him more Hubba Hubba? Mm-hmm. Is that he moved from Los Angeles to Montana, and now he just lives there and just is a cowboy.
Woo!
You know that's hot. Come on.
Yeehaw!
Okay.
God damn.
Hot. And then
that's
a
Wyoming cowboy, Montana cowboy. Yeah. Wyoming, Montana.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I say the other one that I just found
out? Yeah.
So, did you guys see the movie Elvis? I don't know the name of the actor.
Oh my God, what a heartthrob.
Austin what?
Oh my God.
Austin Butler.
I had to pause the screen a few times.
What?
Just to go to the bathroom.
What?
I was sweating.
Did you see the movie Elvis?
Yeah, I own the movie.
Did
I see it?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I bought the movie.
On DVD?
I mean, the kid that plays Elvis?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know when you know someone's just a looker is like every movie camera angle, you're like, oh, there's not a bad shot of this guy. He's
not
chiseled
one.
This, any angle of this guy, and he's like a statue or just something, like it's art or something. You're like, oh, dude, there he is. Looking good.
your twerk video. I don't know why.
Why'd you have? You don't have to bring that up. Hey, I did it. It's gone. Okay.
Brother, it's this. What is the?
What is this? Do we do this?
Both of you.
The Lee brothers
do
this.
Yeah.
We do.
No.
This?
Yeah. It's almost. You have to bend it all.
Is this our defense? Like, hey, come
I don't
on.
Is it a wrestling movie you guys used to do?
Maybe, you know what? Maybe, like, right before, you know, you start, you go like this, and you go like that. Yeah. What other mannerism?
Did it come from your mom?
You know, that's so weird. Because, Bob, you know, y'all have your history, but, like you know, like, mannerisms that we both do.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah, but we don't. Not everyone does this. Like, hey, yeah. Hey, I don't know what that is. Yeah,
it's an all the way back thing. It's not normal. It's not like a. It's not like I don't know. You guys.
Yeah.
I didn't make that sound.
I know. I did.
You made that sound.
Or else in the comments it'll be like, "D, that's cultural appropriation." D.
No. I did not.
Yeah.
Make that sound.
Now you know what? I just put this together. Because that guy plays a cowboy, but you like horses.
I do like horses.
So maybe there's a connection there, huh, Sarah?
I guess, man. I don't. Yeah, sure. No, it doesn't matter. You can ask anybody on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was listening to a podcast the other day. We're going to go a little dark and dirty, I guess. But, like, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was, I won't say the name of it. But anyway, it's two women who make sex toys. Right?
Really? What kind?
And they well, they it's so
you might have to really time stamp, like write down the time. Okay, just we gotta tread real soft here.
Oh, we can cut it.
No, we're gonna cut it because you got my interest. They customize. They make their own stuff.
Listen, sex toy. No, here's the thing. It's gotten so.
Look, I'm hiding behind my mic.
Why are you hiding?
No, because I want
to
hear about this.
Your,
I'm getting excited.
four by six fucking flashcards over there. Why do you have so many index cards, Steve? What are you studying? Are you doing flash? Are they flashcards?
Look at this.
Why?
For my mama, man.
I get your mom does that.
It's organization for me. Yeah, I need.
What do
this.
You? What? Okay.
Well, I give them to my intern too. As far as, yeah. Just notes.
Yeah. Okay, it was good to see you and your mom together, by the way.
Dude, she's the best.
In Arizona.
So back up to the sex toys, huh?
So they've created this thing that I have never experienced it, but it's like a Bluetooth situation. So it's a vibrator. I hope I'm not like copyright laws. It's just what I'm hearing, my perspective, I'm hearing. But it's a Bluetooth connected to a vibrator, and they have characters that you can download that talk to you and go with the rhythm of the vibrator. So you can pick a cowboy, and a cowboy is the most popular of their studies. The cowboy is the most popular voice that women choose to talk to them dirty while they're listening to.
So it's an avatar of the
It's just a story.
Audio? It's audio?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, oh. Spread them
and
open.
So. Oh, so
yeah, I'm gonna pump you full.
Oh, so wait!
I'm gonna pump you full of my juice.
I got that horse milk for you.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Let's get her done. About to get it. Yeah. Spread them good. Yeah. Oh my God!
Put my bulges in you. You're like
okay,
oh.
So
yeah.
So it's kind of like an AirPod.
It's an So you listen
in the ear, and it's connected to the vibrator.
To the vibrator, and it goes along
with what?
With what he's saying, with the story.
Oh, so there's a story. There's a narrative.
There's a narrative
involved with the thing.
I'm telling you, it's bananas. God. I know. But that all tied in because I was trying to say about the cowboy. I'm like, I'm not the only one. You could be.
So that's a popular choice.
Yeah, it's the most popular choice.
I wonder what that is. Oh, because
Great
America.
Because cowboys are like a fantasy. Yeah.
I love them myself.
See this. Why?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Now, all the fellas out there, what distinguishes a cowboy? What do you need in order to be a cowboy?
Well, I'm not a cowboy. I can't speak from my experience. I can only say.
No, but when you see a man, what makes
that
man a cowboy?
Well, there's like real cowboys. There's real life cowboys.
So what makes that man a cowboy, the real life cowboy?
If he works on a damn farm, can ride a horse, knows how to saddle the horse. What?
No, keep going.
Knows how to saddle, can lasso and shit, knows how to work a rope.
That's a cowboy.
Like they know what fucking mucking stalls means.
Yeah.
They have the fucking apparel. They have a hat. Dirty. Like it's all dirt. It's used
dirt
for working. So sometimes you can have like a hipster cowboy and nothing's dirty. And you're like, oh, do you want to go ride or ride?
And
they're like,
and
oh,
you
what?
Can, you, so that's a perpetrator.
That's a perpetrator.
That's a poser.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Based on my experience.
No, but this is, I mean, Kentucky, you probably seen, are there cowboys in Kentucky? Obviously.
Yeah.
So can you.
Not like Texas cowboys.
No. Oh, so there's a difference.
There's a major difference.
What are the differences from.
Well, Texas, again, I'm not a Texan.
No, I love it though. I know, but from what you've seen, what distinguishes.
The only thing I've seen on Montana and Wyoming is what's on Yellowstone, and that's not even real. So.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But those people are like pioneer people. They live through winters that are tragic, like to people like us. Like,
is there a cowboy pants? Like, you know how skaters wear Dickies?
Yes.
What are the chosen
Wranglers.
Pants?
Wranglers. But then they also wear chaps.
What?
Chaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have the ones with the hoops on the sides?
What's the hoop?
I don't
you
know.
Mean
some
like
of
tassels?
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Is it tassels or fringe?
Right here or for their hammers or I don't.
Oh, like a loop,
like a loop.
That's
like
that's a work pant. It's like for plumbers.
Oh, so that's not a cowboy pant.
No.
So what's the difference between a work pant and a cowboy pant?
A work pant is what you just call like if a contractor came over to your house and like, oh, let me get my hammer out.
Yeah,
and then
they have the loop.
And they take it out of their work packet.
Yeah. So if
or
you
belt work not packet their work belt.
So if I bought a pair of Wranglers and put them in this dirt or something.
Yeah.
And then what about the shoes?
Can we make you into a cowboy?
Wouldn't that be amazing? That would be amazing.
You'd be a great cowboy.
You think so?
Yeah. I'd be like,
I think
do you want to go ride? You go.
I'm built more like a jockey though, right? When you say a jockey. Like a sports jockey.
Well, this all ties back into the scale.
Yeah.
Jockeys are really small. They're the smallest.
I'm a small guy.
They don't chore.
Wait, how tall are they?
They don't have anything to twerk.
Oh, they don't. I got some buns of steel for real, dude.
They're very.
I got some buns of steel, dude. So going back to the twerk.
Do you have a VHS player?
No, I no, do need to get one. I do need to get one. My friend said, shout out to Daryl D. I love you, Daryl D.
I only ask that because I have 36 VHS tapes. Not a VCR. I don't have a VCR.
I remember the ones where you could, the TV and the VCR built in one.
Yeah, they're very expensive now.
They are?
You can still get them, but they're really expensive.
Yeah. So going back, so the cowboy, you need boots. You need cowboy boots.
Yes.
And where can I get some of those at, like, maybe a Pro Boot Bag? Barn. A Boot Barn.
I don't know if they have Boot Barns here. Maybe in Barstow.
But you need to grow a mustache, don't you?
Do you?
I think you do for a cowboy.
But you know what? You do have one step. You have chewing tobacco.
You know what, dude? What? You done said it, didn't you?
What?
You done said it, dude. So this is not my sponsor. You better believe I'm a half cowboy right now, just off top.
Or a baseball player.
There you go. I
Cougar?
Do who does it? What Korean guy does this? Only me, right?
Only me.
I don't know other Koreans that do this at all.
You should brand yourself. The only Korean
that does Cougar. Yeah.
God, I wish your name was Cougar right now. And you just
Cougar
flip that.
Cougar Lee. That's the name of my future son. Write that down. Cougar Lee.
That's actually amazing.
That's a great name.
Could be a country star. Yo, if they wanted. Dude, Cougar Lee, everybody. Cougar Lee.
He's going to be a cowboy. He's going to wrestle for Missouri or Wyoming. And you better believe he's going
to
be ranked top five.
Have to be Missouri.
Top five. I want to talk about your great new podcast.
Thanks.
What made you do it? It's a time. Let's talk about it.
Okay, Steve.
What's the name of it?
Will you be a guest?
Yeah.
Twerk the entire please.
You want me to twerk the entire time on your podcast?
Please.
I don't want you to get demonetized. I mean, I don't want to offend
music.
Do you want me to twerk? Music.
And you'll get a tattoo on your ass that says Cougar Lee.
Sorry,
this is
serious?
My own fantasy. Sorry.
You want me to go, can I bring my friend Jeremiah?
Yes.
Can Scissor Bros be a dual guest on your podcast?
Yes.
We can.
Bring your saxophone or his.
His saxophone. We could go.
He sax, you twerk.
Well, so he can sax. Oh, dude, that's a good idea. He can play the sax and I can twerk the whole time.
And yeah. I'll play the fucking spoon.
Yes. No, when can we, what's the name of it and when can we go?
You can come anytime. You know.
And where do you film? Where do you film? Where do you film? Where do you film?
You are pure heaven. I swear to God.
That's why you're here. We get along. We get. Do I do that a lot? I go like this.
Yes, they both do it. You both do it.
We both do this.
He does it higher sometimes, though. He'll do this above. It kills me.
That's so weird.
It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's so weird.
Literally.
I gotta start examining that.
I can be in the bottom of it, the worst depression, and all you have to do, Steve.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah. I miss your dollhouse. I miss all that
stuff.
God, I know. We talked about the dollhouse.
Yeah, I know. We talked about
it. Do you know what Bobby said to me the other day?
Yeah, I want to know.
He was actually the first guest. He wasn't the first, but he was the first release on my podcast.
Can we do number two? Scissor Bros is number two? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, wait. No. It's already. I've had three episodes.
So can we be number four or five? Five?
You can. How about. I'm already. I got. How about six?
Oh,
six is a great
God.
Number. Six is a great number.
No, seven.
You want to be seven?
Seven.
Lucky number seven.
Seven.
Yeah, come.
Yes. So can we tell the guests that you've had thus far?
Thus far? Mm-hmm. I've had your brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's not forget. What did he say?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the first thing he said, we lived together for like, I would say, how long? I don't know, a year and a half or something out of our...
This was at the Beechwood spot?
Yeah. Well, basically, he was like, did we live together? I was like, bro.
I remember your room.
What the...
your room, they converted into the Tiger Belly room.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. That's good. It was recycled into something. I'm really amazing. Yeah. Look what happened. Exactly. I needed to move. It was of service. I was trying to help out for the greater good of the world. I needed to evacuate that space of that tiger valley.
You did your thing, man. I'm not hating on that. Doing your thing. And so what did he say again?
Oh my god, fucking, do you have asthma?
I don't know.
I have a wheeze, and that is like
I snore power. Like I snore like a mother.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
I'm not a snorer.
I grind my teeth. I snore. Did Bob snore?
No. But you know what though? You can't say that. He didn't really sleep. I think you have to sleep to snore. Right?
He's really neurotic, isn't he?
Yeah.
Was he always like on a video game or pressing something?
Yeah. FIFA. Yeah, he played that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And at that time, I didn't even understand like how you guys play people all over the world.
Yes.
Which I didn't understand. But yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
He had a lot of VHS tapes too.
Yeah.
Of porn.
Now, did he do stuff that was peculiar? Like when you were... like when he didn't know you're observing him and you're like observing him and you saw him like maybe pick a toenail or do something kind of odd?
No. Well, here's the thing. I don't think much is odd. Like, I think all the odd things are like great. Do you know what I mean? I don't see odd. He did weird shit, but I was like, he's an artist. Like the glue on his, like, I, yeah, whatever.
That's weird. That's normal?
I don't know. It's like people do weird shit.
My girl caught me doing something.
Okay.
She caught me picking my ear.
Yeah.
And smelling it. And she also caught me smell my ass.
Did you put your finger in your ass and then smell it? It's okay if you did. Save space. This is a safe triangle.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's okay, Steve. My God. It's okay. It's all of it. All of this is okay.
I wasn't aware of it. And she goes, what are you doing? And I go, and she caught me. I go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Again.
It's not.
I mean, it's one of those, it's a conversation starter. Do you know? You're like, oh, okay.
It is a conversation starter?
Well, because, I'm like, well, how does it smell?
Now, is it something that she might bring up to her friends?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so how would that... Okay, let's say I'm her friend.
Okay.
How would you bring it up to me, like we're eating lunch? Go ahead.
Okay, so the other night I was with my boyfriend.
Steve?
Yeah, I mean, he's really cute and stuff. But there's just like this one really weird thing that he did.
What could it be?
Well, we were like watching a movie and we were like sitting on the bed or whatever. And I looked over and he had his finger in his own butthole, like in his butt, and like down his pants.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure you weren't imagining
it? No. I was, so I like watched him, and he didn't know I was watching him.
Yeah.
And then he took his, it was in there for like a good solid 2 minutes. Oh my God. Just like wiggling around. And so I was like, what? You know, and I was like, just kind of like waiting until the end. And then he took it out, he smelled it.
Are you sure you weren't imagining?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. I was super clear.
God, we need to fix that. Like, that's
is this her voice okay? Or
no, I'm
okay.
I'm just trying to do. This is just a generic.
It's role play.
Yeah, it's role play.
Yeah, I just want to do the best that I can. I think she's just like,
that's
it's
pretty gross.
It's gross. But I don't know. Should I say something? Should I like break up with him? Or like, what do I break up with him?
I don't know about that, but pretty. You got to give him a warning. Like, that's disgusting.
But what do I say?
It's not sanitary.
Okay. Like, well, what do I say to him?
You say, quit smelling your ass. I mean, how old is he?
How old is he? He's 48.
Is he in his 40s? And he's smelling his ass.
He's 57.
Oh my God. That's just really problematic. Like, what do you do for family functions? Like,
okay, role play, quick role play. I'll be her.
Okay.
No, you're you. And I come back. Hey, Steve.
Hey, babe.
Hey. I just went to lunch with my girlfriends.
Yeah, okay, what's going on? Where'd you guys go?
To Koala Cafe.
To Koala Cafe. Oh, cool. You went to Koala Cafe, huh?
I already forgot the question.
No, we're role playing.
Yeah, you're role playing.
Yeah. So who'd you go to?
Stacy.
Okay, cool. How's she doing?
She's great.
Okay, cool. You guys had a good lunch?
Did. Okay, no doubt. Steve, for the sake of time, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, what's going on?
The other night when we were sitting on the bed and you stuck your finger in your butthole and smelled it and stuff.
I don't remember doing that.
I do, though. So
I don't remember doing that.
Steve, you always do this.
Okay, maybe I was doing it. Yeah, what's going on? I'm going to work at it. What's going on?
So do you admit that you were doing it?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you have, so, I mean, is that a problem?
Yes, why? Like, what?
Because I like odd smells, babe. I like
too.
Odd smells.
Quick roll break. I do, too. Yeah.
Sarah,
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
This is not her.
Yeah, yeah. But let's go back into Pennsylvania,
okay.
Or Pittsburgh.
Okay. So yeah, I like pooey, like funky smells. I don't know what to tell you, babe.
Okay. Do you think you cannot do that since we're in a relationship? Are we fist bumping? I also don't want to fist bump as your girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try. I'll make an effort. Yeah.
And that's all I can ask for.
So let me ask you this.
That was fun. We stayed together.
Fun. Yeah. What's worse, smelling
together.
Your anus or smelling like the toe funk? You know how sometimes you get.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm just asking you. Just this is a general.
Because I will stay somebody else all day long if I can't. What's worse?
Your anus, like picking
or
your
toe funk,
or picking if you cut your partner, digging through their toe funk.
I would say anus funk for sure.
Is that the worst?
I mean, God, is it the? I mean, as far as like putting your fingers in any hole, I would say yeah. But there's worse things you could do.
Yeah,
but
there's worse.
I would definitely. I mean, there's no other hole really, Steve.
Well, there's maybe other areas that may be funky.
Oh, your balls? Your balls? If you just squiggled your fingers down there. I bet you do that.
What was that?
Can I say something, though?
Maybe
I'll help. I'm going to help you help so you don't feel weird. I like really bad smell. I like bad.
Your balls made me cry.
Why?
Because I've done it before.
You've done which before?
Oh! I mean,
who has
I
it?
Smelled everything.
I feel like...
I'm the Mr. Smelling Guy. I smell everything, man.
It's okay.
I smell my butt. I
it's
smell
okay.
my balls. I smell my ears. I smell everything, man.
What's okay?
That's there's a problem
hey,
with
hey,
that,
hey,
man.
Hey,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, safe spot. Safe spot. Listen. Let's land. Let's land.
Okay. Woo!
So of all...
Okay, let's take a deep breath.
Okay,
I submit to a higher power. Please help me, whoever's out there. Okay.
Which is the because you're an expert. You're a smell connoisseur by this point.
I am. Oh yeah.
No judgment.
Okay.
I love you no matter what.
I appreciate that. That's why I love
that?
You. Thank you. I
no
appreciate
matter what.
I appreciate that. You accept me.
I accept you
me.
And all of you.
All the weirdness.
Right.
But
with
you.
That comes a little bit of interrogation since
yes.
you are a connoisseur.
Yes.
What is the worst, based on your experience with your body, what's the worst one that you've almost gagged? They're like, hurrah!
I don't think there's anything that I could gag to.
Really? All right, you have a strong gag reflex.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I'm so desensitized.
Okay, so what's the worst smell then?
Oh, that's what I'm searching, I think. That's what's happening. I'm searching for something that... I just saw the Dahmer series, and I really liked it.
I liked it too.
And what stood out was, like, because they talked a lot about his apartment and the ventilation and the smell coming through the vents,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think... That's the only thing at this point in my life.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would probably because I my, it's not it's foreign. I haven't spelled it before.
Yeah,
obviously, and I think that's the only thing is like maybe a rotting corpse or something like that. That's what I would be like. Oh, that's different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? I agree with that.
You do.
And I actually thought about that. Yeah, because I watched Dahmer. Did you watch Dahmer? Sorry.
Oh,
I like
so everyone here's watched Dahmer.
Possible.
Everyone here.
Yeah,
what did you like about it? And what? Because
it's so fucked.
It's
so beyond human.
Yeah.
Like it's so it's stuff like it's grotesquely fascinating. Like a lot of people won't even watch it. Like they won't even go because it's they know what it's coming. Why would they do that to themselves?
Yeah.
But I'm a little masochistic in those kinds of ways. I'm like, I want to see it. I want to see it. But even though it's so beyond evil. But I think about that thing too. Like the had.
He always said, "Hey, it's barbecue or it's meat, it's rotting meat."
You could have played Dahmer. Yeah. Come back, Steve. You can play Dahmer. What are you doing? Yeah. Yes. Are those prescription?
Yeah.
Are they really?
They kind of look like Dahmer's, don't they?
Have we been here the whole time? You can't see me? Which is best?
I'm nearsighted, so I can't see far. I can see close.
You see okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I sweat a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
You...
This is it's kind of a serial killer. It is almost kind of like that, huh?
Yeah. Holy fuck shit.
Right?
Have you ever gone, what's the darkest
hey,
you've
can
gone
I get
in
you
your
a beer?
What?
Because he used to go to that club, right?
Get you a beer?
And how convenient was that for him? It was just up the street.
He
right?
did that, Steve. He did that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. He didn't do this.
He moved to he strategically, legit. Hit the hip.
Hey, can I buy a beer?
Oh, that's role play.
Hey, let's go. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. You're maybe I'll do it at the bar?
Yeah. Where it's a gay bar, so they bet.
Hey.
That's not actually gay
okay,
music.
Okay, what's your name?
Ronald.
Okay, Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I'm Steve Dahmer.
Hi, Steve Dahmer. I'm awesome.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Like your moves.
Thank you.
Can I buy you a PBR?
I would love that.
One PBR.
Make it two.
Yeah.
I like your glasses.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, listen, what are you doing after the club closes?
I guess going on with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, was come on. It? Let's go. I live right up the street.
Okay. Steve Dahmer.
Right, Steve Dahmer, dude. Wait, why are you laughing? Do I look like Jeffrey? Come on in.
I'm getting tattoo. Can
come
I please
in.
Take a photo of you and then get that tattoo like right here?
Steve Dahmer. Okay.
Like that.
Ask about the
can
smell.
I? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Ask about the you. You're in the apartment now.
I broke character.
Can I take your coat?
Stop dancing.
Don't. I'm still dancing to the. Come on in. I really like, you know, I'm a photographer.
Are you?
I would like to take some modeling pictures
okay.
if you're into it.
Sure.
Okay. So the fish tank's over there.
Okay.
So if you could maybe, are you comfortable taking your shirt off? Yeah. So please excuse me for the smell in my apartment.
Yeah.
I like to barbecue.
I was wondering about that. Oh, really?
Yeah, I had some tri-tips in here the other night. And so my freezer's broken. Okay. I'll be right back because do you like The Exorcist? Because I have The Exorcist 3 on my VHS. Like horror movies?
Not really, but if you just want to sit on the couch. But
when
I
get back, make sure your shirt's off. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe can you get on the ground there?
You want me to actually do it?
No, there's role playing. Okay, so, okay.
I'm so hot. I'm so much dance. I didn't think I was going to dance this much.
Okay, I'm so sorry. It's okay. Don't mind me. I'm going to lock all four deadbolts on my front door.
Okay.
Don't you. I'm going to dim these lights. Okay. You wouldn't have seen a hammer around here, have you?
All right. No.
You know what? I want to get maybe because your back muscles are very defined.
Yeah.
Can you turn and face the window?
I'm actually not that comfortable. I mean, I just wanted to like have a drink, but sure. Okay.
You know what? How about this? I'll get you a six pack after this. You okay. like Budweiser?
I do. Okay. I do, Steve.
Okay, so just turn around. Boom. Shh. You're okay. You're okay.
I'm okay.
And then that don't you get down, Steve Dahmer, don't you get down, don't you get down, whoa, 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 don't you get down, whoa, 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 whoa,
and my dead corpse is still doing this.
Yes. So you're saying I could be a serial killer?
That was the best movie I've ever been in.
Yeah.
We're gonna win awards.
I think so.
Oh my god.
I think so. I'm obsessed with serial. I am obsessed with criminal psychology. I am obsessed with it.
Too, Steve.
You are. So, what do you think about the Idaho?
Oh, I don't know much about that.
But you know what happened, right?
I do know what happened.
So four college kids got killed.
I know. Yeah.
In that house.
Yeah, they haven't put out. They didn't put out a documentary on that.
There's a couple.
It just happened.
It just happened. The guy's name is Brian Koberger. He went to the Washington State University as a grad student, studying criminal psychology. They pinged his phone 12 times before the murder, so he was scouting out the land.
Yeah.
And he snuck in there and he did what oh, you know what was
what?
Interesting? He used a military issued knife, a K-bar knife.
To stab them all to death. How many times did he stab? Was he like a multiple stabber guy?
Well, this knife, I don't know much about knives, but this knife specifically was made for combat that they issued the Marine Corps.
Yes.
So this knife was, I mean, it's meant to kill. So I should take these glasses off while I talk about it.
Actually, was picturing just his head in a square, like just a full documentary of just him talking, with no context, just
So he
and then cut to twerk.
So the dude, you keep bringing up the twerking. You really enjoyed it. You like the twerking
because here's the thing.
Okay,
can I say
this? I'm saying so the sheath of the knife.
Okay,
the sheath of the knife. It's similar to a gun in a gun holster.
Yeah.
He left that at the crime of the scene.
Why? You think he did it on purpose? Or was he just dumb?
So let's discuss. This is the psychology behind it.
Okay.
So while he was in the act, he could have been in the moment.
Yeah.
We're almost done here. We have 5 minutes left. And he...
you have a time?
How much? We have 14 minutes left.
Okay.
You can last 14 minutes. Yeah. We're good. And it was single DNA, his DNA, on the sheath. So if you were his defense attorney, how are you going to refute that? Single DNA, his DNA.
Are we doing a role play again? I don't
want to. Oh, do you want to? You don't want? No, we're not doing a role play. We're not doing
a role
play.
I'm sagging.
Yeah.
This seems nice.
But how would you, how do you, if you're in the court of law, how do you refute that?
If
it's your DNA.
If it's your on the
sheath of the knife.
Sheath of the knife. You can't. You don't defend that. You just try to get him lesser. You plead insanity.
You plead insanity.
Yeah, and then you get him a lesser time. You can't. You've watched enough crime movies on Netflix. Like, would you see What About Pam? Ugh, Steve.
What is that? What is that?
What About Pam?
Yeah, have you seen?
Oh, God. Yeah, Renee Zellweger plays Pam.
Oh no!
And she killed her best friend. She's a killer, and she killed everybody for money.
She did.
But it was the whole. Yeah, she was a psychopath. But it's based on a real story.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this take place?
Not that long ago.
Did she get away with it?
God, did she? No, she's in jail.
How did they catch her?
Damn, I watched it a while ago. You have to watch it. Did she get away? Oh, people are gonna kill me if they've watched it. I don't remember.
Okay.
But I think somehow I don't remember. But it's a good one. You have to watch it because Renee Zellweger plays incredible.
I've always liked her acting. Yeah, she's
good.
Now, do you think he deserves the death penalty? Because they allow the death penalty in that state.
In Idaho.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he get the death? Why not? He killed four people.
So if you were him, would you rather...
But here's the thing. With the death penalty, because who else... Gacy got the death penalty.
He did.
Yeah.
That's a clown.
That was
guy.
A scary, scary dude.
He was the guy that dressed
the
like clown. A
clown.
Yeah, and then he would handcuff him.
Yeah. But he would use like... crazy. He used like pie. Like he's so.
Didn't he bury them in his house?
In his house,
like in the basement,
underneath.
He dug graves.
Yeah. Oh. And they just found bodies. And he was a painter,
yeah,
like an
he
artist.
Loved clowns. He loved clowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you were him and you got caught, would you want to get life in prison or the death penalty?
The death penalty.
That's the easy way out, isn't
That's
it?
That's what I mean. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Because a lot of the victims...
Dahmer got the death penalty.
No, Dahmer got killed.
He got killed.
Yeah.
But he was...
In the weight room.
But he was going to... He was on death row, right?
Was he on death row? He was on death row?
But he got killed.
He got killed in the weight room. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Guy, he had mental.
Yeah, he should have.
Hit him with the
pot. But I would rather him go out like that with some pain than that, because I never understood the death penalty, because they just put you to sleep. And that's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Because when you have life in prison, every day you have to think about that.
That's what I think. And they give you, you have
so you get three square meals.
Yep.
You could still talk to your loved ones, right? On.
Oh. Do you get a death row meal?
You get a death row meal.
For real?
Yeah. Content. Yeah, what would you, if you're on death row and you had one, that's a good question. If you're on death row, what would be your last meal?
I mean, every food group just, do you know what yours is?
I'm thinking about it right now.
Every food group goes, I don't know, if that's a thing. Do you want savory or you want sweet? I think I go savory. I like pizza. Like,
I was just going to say, I would want a Chicago-style
pizza.
Like a Supreme. Thick. Yes! I would thick. Want, I, at a specific place in Chicago, like the best place.
Rinaldi's.
Yeah, Rinaldi's. Medium.
From Chicago.
The works.
Yeah.
Everything on it.
Yeah.
Cook well.
Heated.
Heated.
In the
melted cheese.
Heat in the heat pan.
You got to melt the cheese, everyone. Yeah. Pizza Hut, you got to melt the cheese, please.
No, Pizza Hut, though. I'm talking
authentic, real pizza.
Pizza.
So, yeah, Supreme, thick Chicago-style pizza. What would you drink?
What would I drink?
Just a cold Coca-Cola for me.
I would say, ice cold fizzy Coca-Cola. But it has to be in the Coca-Cola cup.
Close to frozen.
Yeah.
Like
in a
cold.
Frosty cup.
Yeah, just cold.
Or root beer. That's a toss up.
And then for dessert?
Oosh.
Yeah. This is your last meal on earth.
I know.
Just fuck it, banana split, right? Why not?
No, I'd go for cake.
Ooh, pound cake? Angel cake?
Oh,
no. Birthday cake?
Birthday cake.
Chocolate?
Red velvet.
Boom. And then what would... This is kind of hard. This will be a hard exercise. It's kind of role playing.
Exercise.
This is a hard exercise.
I love that I came to let
you. What would be your final words? You just ate your pizza. You just had your velvet cake, iced Coca-Cola. You're full. You're nourished. And then there's that room. And then you're on the chair. And then you have the mic. They put the mic here. What would you say?
Bye-bye. Like that. Especially if you're...
You would just say
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's it.
Right?
And then it would go viral on TikTok.
It would make somebody laugh.
Have you seen the bye-bye video? Oh, my God. It's amazing. This comedian, artist, it's amazing.
It's my last performance piece. Bye-bye.
Yes. You wouldn't say, let's say you were a killer, you wouldn't make amends? Come on,
no.
Man. No.
If you're going to commit, if you're that psychotic to be a killer in this day and age, right? Maybe back in the caveman days when it's primal and you did it. Like, because you watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
They kill 18 people before noon. Like, it's, right. You know, like they are killers. Like, yes. And it's because that's what they do. It's rough.
Go ahead.
I forgot my train of thought. If I did that and I was that kind of person, I would 100% commit to my shittiness. Just
own to it.
Yes. Why would you kill somebody? Yes. There's nothing you can do.
That's it.
Look how passionate I am.
No, that's
there's
it.
Nothing you can do. It's like somebody I've had murdered in my family, but nobody's been murdered. But I watch people, but I'm very big on like, I don't like seeing people suffer. Families, emotionally. So I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like people. I don't like it. So I don't think there's no amends to be made. You can't.
There's nothing you can do.
You just are
to bring the person back too.
Yeah, you're just gonna go and say bye.
You just go bye bye.
Bye bye. Later, Gator.
Yeah. Oh, I wanna. We're down to the last 10? Five.
I just stopped laughing 45 minutes in.
I want to plug your podcast.
Okay, so you and Jeremiah come on the podcast.
Yes, what's the name of it?
It's called Not Cool. It's Not Cool Podcast. Not Cool.
Check out Not Cool Podcast on...
Not Cool Pod on Instagram.
On Instagram Apple.
It's on all platforms.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to watch it, you can watch it on YouTube at Comedy Store Studios page.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's on the Comedy
Store. And then maybe end it with you brought up a bag at the beginning.
I did. Uh-huh. So listen. So I've only done two paintings for anybody.
You're the thing, the pin that you made me on my piano.
You do?
Yeah, it's right here.
Let me see. The pin? Oh, yeah, yeah. This little baby canvas. I was like, is that a pin? I love that piece so much.
Yeah, I love it too.
I really do.
You really captured it. You just captured it well.
Captured
I don't see Steve Dahmer in here. I see Steve Lee.
Steve Dahmer. I'm getting that tattoo. We'll go tomorrow.
Steve Dahmer.
I'm not kidding. I will get it right here on my neck.
I mean, I feel bad when I kill a cockroach, but let's go
on
to that.
So I did a painting for Kevin Nealon, who was just on the podcast, is a phenomenal artist.
Oh, yeah.
And then for you and Jeremiah, because now it's tradition.
Yeah.
Now it's tradition.
Can I?
And I did this based on a photo that I saw on Instagram, because you guys were naked.
Oh, my God.
And the last one I did was naked. It's silly. It's just.
Are you getting this?
It's just
two Stevie. You and Jeremiah are.
What did I say? Are forever naked.
Naked in my eyes. Love you.
Yeah, I do love you.
Look at that. Look
so
at
it's
that.
So Jeremiah.
Oh, can we plug your art a little? How do people get pieces of your artwork?
You know, I just on Instagram. If I really just I have a website, but. All of my older stuff is on there. But if newer stuff, I usually put up on Instagram. If you are interested, just message me.
Thank you so much.
It's so easy.
This is amazing.
Because the last time, the Scissor Brother ones, you guys were naked too. So I just wanted to keep the theme going. But now that I've done this and it just kind of is fresh in my mind, I should have done the twerk. Just that frame with your little head in the back just... doing that.
So you did see it several times.
Steve?
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah, how many, to be honest, how many times?
So many times. Because I couldn't figure out.
You did too?
I was trying to figure out.
You're watching my twerk video? Dude, you're my intern, dude.
Why would she not?
Dude.
Her job.
It's so good. It's my job. I have to know.
You're watching me twerk, dude?
Yeah.
I had to because I lost the challenge. You think I wanted to?
It was. I watched it just.
Got a bubble butt though, right, ladies?
So here's the thing. Can I say this?
Do I got a bubble butt or do I got a bubble butt?
You do. I actually was like.
Dude, there's some meat in that butt. Those butt cheeks. There's some meat in them goddamn butt cheeks. You better believe it. YouTube.com/scissorbros. You better believe it. There's some meat in the butt cheeks.
Curly, listen. I actually did not. That's your new name from now on. I did not think. I watched it because I was like, there's no way.
I don't know if I'm going to cry right now.
I thought it was somebody else. And it was your face. Just see, they're like, somebody technically did that.
Yeah. Can I tell you?
I didn't think it was you. No, but
can you
kept
tell me
looking
my,
at
can
you.
I tell you my fear the whole time?
I really didn't think that
can
was
I tell you.
You
my fear the whole time?
Am I alone on that? I thought it was somebody.
So you're looking at the ass cheeks.
I thought. I didn't even think. I thought somebody stood up and you guys just put the camera on their ass and then you stood in front of them with your head.
Oh, so you thought it was like separate, like compartmentalized.
Like it was some sort of weird.
Like they photoshopped my head with this person's big ass.
Yes.
You can say it.
I did say it.
You're probably like, who is this Brazilian woman?
I just said
this Brazilian woman can really twerk.
I just didn't think.
You know what? The people who unfollow me, it's okay. I didn't mean to offend you, man. I didn't mean to offend you, man.
Can I say that to wrap it up, how we began?
Yeah.
Is that before we even started filming, I said, Steve, I saw
I'm hurt.
Twerking video. You said, oh, my God. I had to take it down because I lost. I lost hundreds of
They got offended, followers. Man. They got offended by my twerking, man. I don't even know how to twerk, man. And the whole time I'm grabbing my nuts, like, oh, I hope it doesn't go to the side. Yeah, I was just like.
And you smelled it. Yeah.
Of course I did.
I want to make a documentary. That would be, if I had a student project, I would go.
Wait, take it easy. You would what? No. You would what? No, take it easy.
Subject, no, yeah, for sure. But no. I would catch a footage of that in like 2023, and then
what do you guys say before we film? He goes, Steve, no OnlyFans, Steve, because I'm like, I lost hundreds of followers, and then my intern's like, there's no OnlyFans for you, then.
There could be. There's underground.
Yeah.
Communities.
Okay, can we start? You got to come back for part three, too.
Of course.
With your artwork as well.
I know. I forgot.
Can we plug the your website or social media and stuff? Yeah, we're wrapping up here. And
oh, no, you're fine. I am having a blast.
So your Instagram? I did that?
Yeah. It's okay, boo. It's okay. It's okay. It's who you are. Okay. And I am just, there's no one like you except for your brother.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And your mom.
Yeah.
See, there's Who's that weird? Too. That's another Lee thing.
What?
When
we
you
do that?
Yeah, you take both of your hands and cover your entire face and down. No.
Bob does it too?
Yes. And it's your face gets red, your nose gets red.
Who's weirder? I know he's a funny guy. You know, he's very funny. Who's the weirder one? Am I pretty weird too?
You're weird. Yeah, for sure.
I'm the weirder.
You're both weird.
But we're both weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a great.
That's fine.
Yeah. In the best way.
Okay, that's fine. I can.
In the
take
best
it.
Way.
Yeah.
In okay. the best way ever.
So Sarah Hyland.
Yeah. Sorry. It's on Instagram, Sarah Hyland Rosenstein, and then my podcast is Not Cool Pod, also on Instagram, and then you could look up Not Cool Pod with Sarah Hyland on any of the streaming platforms that you listen to your podcast. Again, on YouTube, on Comedy Store Studios. My artwork, it's all on my Instagram. So just if you want to see more, you can always just direct message me. And I promise you I will answer you.
A website?
Website's thesarahrose.com.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. Also, I do another podcast, and you'll see us on the Not Cool Podcast very soon. Me and my fellow Scissor Bro brother, Jeremiah Watkins. Go to youtube.com/Scissor Bros. What else? If you want to send, there's no website. Website still under construction. I'm still trying to figure it out. If you want to send any packages, mail, or anything, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Should I end it with the twerk?
Please.
And dude, I love
Cougar
you.
Lee.
Love you, buddy.
I love
Here
you
we
too,
go.
Coug. It's not the same clothes.